It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with the Kiwanis here in Price. And let's talk about this. It is almost time for the Kiwanis radio auction coming up on April 2nd. Nick, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm hanging in there pretty well. Thanks for having me out to the station, Dave.
Well, if you're coming in, it's got either something to do with Price City or it's got to do with the Kiwanis. This time around, we're going to talk Kiwanis.
Good.
Because your largest fundraiser of the year is coming up, and it benefits Kiwanis Children's Charity. So let's talk a little bit about the Kiwanis and the things that you guys do in the community.
Sure. What a great, you know, I've had a great time being involved with the club. Children's charities raise a bunch of money, give it back to the community in terms of needs that that children might have. Everything from a lot of educational things, science fairs, spelling bees, scholarships, sports teams, little league, those kinds of things, as well as you know, a great big Sub for Santa effort every year. And you know, there's a lot of other things that come up from time to time. An individual may need some eyeglasses and has a little trouble affording them, or hearing aids. We like to do, you know, those kind of things that help kids out. Kids Day in the Park in the fall, every September, big free day with all the food and the games and the fun, just to celebrate the kids of the community. So that's really what it's all about. And the big fundraiser is the radio auction. This will be the 57th year. And that's pretty cool. The easy way to remember it, it's the same as the Super Bowl. That's what old Tom Anderson used to always say. But coming right up on Sunday, April 2nd, we're going to be out here at the radio station making a mess of your workplace. And right now the Kiwanis members are out gathering up donations in the community, and those will just be randomly auctioned off to the highest bidder all day long on the radio. And that money, again, turns around and goes right back into the children's charity.
And I'll tell you what, I have been here to kind of see behind the scenes what goes on, and it is probably the purest definition of organized chaos that I've ever seen in my life.
It seems to work, but it is mayhem, that is for sure.
It's kind of crazy what goes on. And you were mentioning the fact that, you know, if there are people out there that would like to come down and even help volunteer that day, you're more than willing to bring them in, right?
You know, that's a great thing, Dave, because, you know, I think not just with Kiwanis, but with any civic involvement, you know, participation is down nationwide, and we feel it here too. So we could definitely use some help. If somebody wants to be involved with the club, just contact anybody. Call the radio station. You guys can get them in touch with one of the club members, and would be happy to get people involved and help make it all happen and be part of the group.
Be part of it. Now, if you are if you're a business owner or anyone out there that has maybe an item that you would like to donate for the radio auction, what do they need to do? You guys have people that are going out now, right?
Sure. And there's a lot that, you know, are on the list every year that we know. But if someone has something they would like to donate, you know, new items, of course, because we auction those off. But just get a hold of a Kiwanis member, and we'll get you a donation slip and get it on the air and get that auctioned off. And again, the proceeds of the auction all go right back into the charitable giving of the Kiwanis does throughout the year.
So once again, this is going to go down on Sunday, April 2nd, and it's going to start, what time are we starting?
We'll start on air about 9 o'clock, and we'll just go till everything's done and sold. And depending on how fast people bid on things and how the day goes, generally that's 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening.
So be ready, get listening, and you know, tune your radio to that station already right now. There's nothing wrong with getting ready that far ahead of time.
Yeah, I think we'll be on all the Castle Country radio airwaves, and I guess that would be a simulcast, is that right?
I believe that is what they call it, yes.
We'll be doing our best not to screw up the equipment out here and say the words that you shouldn't say live on the air, but it is a big day, and if anybody wants to come out and just see what happens, that'd be a great day just to try to get yourself oriented and be a part of the group.
Once again, is the 57th annual Kiwanis Radio Auction going on April 2nd, 2023, starting at 9 a.m. You're going to be on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, and Kickin' Country 98.3 1067. Tune in. Bid, what do we always say?
We say bid early, bid off, and bid high.
And that's all it takes. And then know that every dime that you spend doing this is going to go to help the children in the community here, all the way through Kiwanis Children's Charities. It's a great event. It's a great cause. And you know what? If you're, once again, if you're a business owner out there, if you've got something that you want to donate, new items, either give us a call out here at the radio station and we can get somebody out there to pick it up, or just wait, because a Kiwanis member will come and talk to you and get something, get things from you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick, once again, thank you so much for coming in today. Speaking with Nick Tatton and Kiwanis Children's Charities, all about the big radio auction coming up on April 2nd. Nick, thank you once again.
Hey, thanks for having me out, Dave. Have a great day.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.